Chapter 2. And now, ye priests, this commandment is for you. If you do not hear, and if you do not lay it to heart, to give glory unto my name, saith Jehovah of hosts, I will even send the curse among you, and I will curse your blessings. Yea, I have already cursed them, because ye do not lay it to heart. Behold, I will rebuke your seed, and spread dung upon your faces, the dung of your feasts, and they shall take you away with it. And ye shall know that I have sent this commandment unto you, that my covenant might be with Levi, saith Jehovah of hosts. My covenant with him was of life and peace, and I gave them to him that he might fear. And he feared me, and trembled before my name. The law of truth was in his mouth, and unrighteousness was not found in his lips. He walked with me in peace and uprightness, and he turned many from iniquity. For the priest's lips should keep knowledge, and at his mouth they seek the law. For he is the messenger of Jehovah of hosts. But ye are departed out of the way. Ye have caused many to stumble at the law. Ye have corrupted the covenant of Levi, saith Jehovah of hosts. And I also have made you contemptible and base before all the people, because ye have not kept my ways, but have respect of persons in administering the law. Have we not all one Father? Hath not one God created us? Why do we deal unfaithfully every man against his brother by profaning the covenant of our fathers? Judah hath dealt unfaithfully, and an abomination is committed in Israel and in Jerusalem. For Judah hath profaned the sanctuary of Jehovah which he loved, and hath married the daughter of a strange god. Jehovah will cut off from the tents of Jacob the man that doeth this, him that calleth, and him that answereth, and him that offereth an oblation unto Jehovah of hosts. And further ye do this, ye cover the altar of Jehovah with tears, with weeping, and with sighing, insomuch that he regardeth not the oblation any more, nor receiveth it with satisfaction at your hand. Yet ye say, wherefore? Because Jehovah hath been a witness between thee and the wife of thy youth, against whom thou hast dealt unfaithfully. Yet is she thy companion, and the wife of thy covenant. And did not one make them? And the remnant of the Spirit was his. And wherefore the one? He sought a seed of God. Take heed then to your spirit, and let none deal unfaithfully against the wife of his youth. For I hate putting away, saith Jehovah, the God of Israel. And he covereth with violence his garment, saith Jehovah of hosts. Take heed then to your spirit, that ye deal not unfaithfully. Ye have wearied Jehovah with your words, and ye say, wherein have we wearied him? In that ye say, every one that doeth evil is good in the sight of Jehovah, and he delighteth in them. Or, where is the God of judgment?